Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day starts with warm sunshine across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are pleasant, making it a perfect day to be outside. In Haifa, a light breeze accompanies the clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, the Jerusalem Post reports that former U.S. intelligence chief Tulsi Gabbard warned Donald Trump that a war with Iran could escalate nuclear threats and cause significant regional conflict. Also earlier this hour, Ynet reported on how political moves by Israeli politicians often spiral into diplomatic issues, citing recent controversial actions and statements. Also this hour, the JNS reveals that Israeli Ambassador Yechiel Leiter expressed concerns over the potential for tension during the upcoming high holidays, emphasizing that enemies do not rest. Separately, Axios reports from earlier today that House Democrats' pro-Israel faction is gaining influence on a key panel, with Representative Jared Moskowitz poised to direct U.S. policy towards Israel. And finally, the Times of Israel notes that Israeli officials in the U.S. are preparing for the high holidays with an eye on security amid regional unrest. From X, the latest. Chen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted 5 hours ago about Hakeem Jeffries condemning anti-Semitic comments made by Hassan Piker on CNN. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, announced 6 hours ago the expulsion of Dutch representatives from the Gaza Support Center following Dutch legislation against Israeli settlements. Belaz News shared 6 hours ago that Israel, with approval from Prime Minister Netanyahu, will expel Dutch diplomats due to a new Dutch law banning trade in settlement products. Now for more on those stories, starting with the warning to Trump. According to the Jerusalem Post, former U.S. intelligence officials, including Tulsi Gabbard, advised Trump against a military confrontation with Iran. They warned it could lead to severe casualties and a possible nuclear crisis. This advice highlights ongoing concerns about regional stability and the potential for escalation. Turning to the diplomatic challenges faced by Israeli politicians, Ynet reports that several high-profile incidents, such as controversial statements about Gaza and visits to sensitive sites, have led to diplomatic strains. These actions have consistently drawn international criticism, complicating Israel's foreign relations. Meanwhile, the Israeli ambassador's concerns come as tensions remain high. As reported by JNS, Yechiel Leiter fears increased threats during the high holidays. His remarks underscore the ongoing vigilance required to maintain security during these significant periods. In related news, Axios highlights the growing influence of pro-Israel Democrats in shaping U.S. policy. Representative Jared Moskowitz's new role could strengthen U.S.-Israel relations, providing more robust support amid regional tensions. Finally, preparations for the high holidays continue amidst regional concerns. The Times of Israel emphasizes that security remains a top priority for Israeli officials abroad, as tensions remain a constant backdrop. Turning to business and markets. First, KeyTech reports that Israel Aerospace Industries and Thales have partnered to build Nigeria's next communication satellites in a $2 billion deal. This strengthens IAI's position in the global satellite market. Separately, Globes notes that Teva Pharmaceuticals' share price has hit a 10-year high, climbing 20% over the past month. This marks a significant recovery for the Israeli pharmaceutical giant. And finally, Enet Business states that Colombia has resumed coal exports to Israel, reversing previous bans. This decision is said to restore investor confidence and improve bilateral trade relations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.